Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Last night, I saw the Giants starting quarterback for week one, and his name is Tommy DeVito. 888-808-1019. That's right, Tiki. Tommy DeVito. Back in our lives, I missed him. He kind of went away for a little bit. I know he's been doing appearances all the time. But we got to see Tommy DeVito again. Tommy DeVito mania for a preseason game. The crowd was electric when this guy stepped on the field. And I said to myself, I said, you know what? Tommy DeVito should be the Giants starter at quarterback in week one.
So before I lash into you because of your manic opinion on Tommy DeVito, what makes you think Tommy DeVito it's going to be better than Daniel Jones? Forget Drew Lock for a second, because he didn't play particularly well, and he even said so. But what makes you think Tommy DeVito is better than Daniel Jones?
Tommy DeVito has the support of the fans. I want to start with that first and foremost. He is the most, I think, the most like well-liked guy basically by all the fans. They want to see Tommy DeVito succeed. I think Tommy
right,
DeVito.
We know the story.
Yes. I think Tommy DeVito has the motivation. I think when he's out there, the Giants move the football. I think he has a lot that we have not seen yet. I think he has untapped potential. And I think when you look at Daniel Jones, a guy that has struggled to stay healthy, a guy that has struggled to play consistent football, I look towards Tommy DeVito. By the way, doesn't mean Jones can't work his way back into the starter. I just think right out of the gates, we don't even know if Daniel Jones is truly fully healthy. Tommy DeVito, to me, looked like a guy last night and last year, T, because I still think the Giants, I don't understand why they benched him for Tyrod Taylor, other than the fact that they wanted to curtail Tommy DeVito mania. I don't see anything that last night that made me think Tommy DeVito can't suit up, be the starter week one.
Yeah, if you watch the game, if you didn't watch the game, I should say, and you look at his statistics, what was it, 9 of 18? He didn't have a ton of yardage throwing. It almost didn't matter. A lot of that was just, it felt to me like timing issues with his wide receivers. He missed on all his deep balls. One, it felt like the wide receiver was checking up. Tommy threw it into the gap. It was just a miscommunication. The other ones, he was scrambling because there was pressure right up the gut. And so he just basically ran to the sideline trying to create a play and then threw the ball away. But the ones that he did complete, they were pretty good. A lot of more screens. They were down, check downs to the running back. He had a great shot across the middle to Theo Johnson. I'm not doubting Tommy DeVito's skill. What I'm doubting is Tommy DeVito's acumen as a starting quarterback in an NFL level to be a starter. I think he can be a backup, obviously. But for him to be a starter, he's going to have to be demonstratively better than Daniel Jones. And that's as the athlete that they require Daniel Jones to be, as the processor of offense and making sure that everything is right. We know Daniel Jones knows all this stuff. Again, Duke guy, been in the system, been in the league for 6 years. He's been in the system for 3 years. Like, there's just advantages that Daniel Jones has. And I think the biggest one is that Daniel has an arm. Like, he has a cannon. We don't see it all the time because a lot of last year felt like a dink and dunk offense, but we've seen it in practice in preseason this year. Daniel Jones can throw the deep ball. And we know one thing about Brian Daboll as the new play caller for the New York Giants this year. He wants to throw the ball deep. They didn't do it yesterday, but he wants to throw the ball down the field. To me, that's Daniel Jones. I can't see Tommy DeVito being better than Daniel Jones doing that. Can he be a starter eventually? Yeah, maybe. Is he going to be better than Daniel Jones? I don't think so.
888-808-1019. We didn't even get to see DeVito last night with Neighbors, with Hyatt, and Neighbors look frustrated at times. We'll get to that in a little bit. We will get into how pathetically brutal Drew Lock was last night. We didn't really get to see DeVito with those electric wide receivers on the edge. I just think if you have Tommy DeVito on this roster, and I'll go back to last year, I, in my opinion, felt like Tommy DeVito was benched because the Giants brass knew they were likely going back to either Daniel Jones or another young quarterback, and they know that this fan base wants Tommy DeVito to be the quarterback. I don't think they had an opportunity to develop DeVito at the end of last year, get some reps. They didn't do that. I saw a quarterback last night that looked poised, that looked like he could play in the league.
Oh, he has confidence for sure.
Has the confidence, has the gimmick, has the fans behind him. We know the fans have turned their back on Daniel Jones, right or wrong, and mostly because of injuries. The organization has too, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think they've turned their back. I think the Giant fan is tired of waiting on Daniel Jones to become the man. You know what I mean? It's not as if they dislike him, because he's almost impossible to dislike. He's one of the nicest guys in the world, and he comes off that way personally and via the screen. He obviously can do it when he's healthy. I think the disconnect that's maybe starting to happen, what you're alluding to, is that the Giant fan is tired of waiting on him to become the guy. Usually, if you are a long-term starting quarterback in the NFL, by year three, you figured it out, right? It's not even a question anymore. It's like, are we drafting a guy? Just like the Giants in this offseason we saw in Hard Knocks. Are we drafting a guy? If there's even a question, then you have not established yourself. And Daniel Jones in year six, going into seven, has not established himself yet. That's why the Giant fan is frustrated with him. I don't think it's they hate him and they're done with him. I just think they're tired of waiting for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and injuries have played a part in that. And let me be clear.
But it doesn't matter the reason. Whether it's the changing of the coaches, whether it's the different coordinators, the different schemes, the bad offensive line, the injuries. Like, it feels like it's always something. Is it always directly his fault? No. But it's been a long time, and you're just waiting on him to be the man. Think about teams that have quarterbacks, and they know it like 1 or 2 years. The Baltimore Ravens, year one, definitely year two. Kansas City Chiefs, not year one because they only played a game. Year two, 100%. You just know. Josh Allen, he kind of struggled his first. Second year, you knew.
Even if you want to go love with the Packers.
Love with the Packers. I mean, it took him a while to get started,
but once he did.
Once he did, you knew.
Mm-hmm.
Even Tua, Tagovailoa. Trust me, I have a lot of Miami Dolphin fans, the friends that are mine, and they couldn't stand him when the first 2 years. And then after that second year, you get the right coordinator or head coach, I should say. It's like, yep, he's our guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to pay him that much money, but that's just what quarterbacks get paid. But you know what? 2-3 years in, he's our guy. Daniel Jones is going to year seven. And it's like, is he our guy? So that's the problem with Daniel Jones. It's nothing to do with his skill, his ability. Mm-hmm. It's just the fan is tired of waiting.
Absolutely. And the other side of this, too, is you brought that up, and we've all been watching Hard Knocks, and it's been a great series. They tried. We saw this. They tried to trade up to get Drake May. Brian Daboll, who's basically telling you now that the Commanders are going to be awesome because he was basically going to drive to Death Valley to get Jaden Daniels on this football team. So they clearly are not high on Daniel Jones. So I go to the other aspect of it as far as the off the football field stuff. This is nothing against Daniel Jones. I think he's a great guy. Tiki, you know it better than I would.
Yep.
Seems like a great guy. But we are talking about New York City, New Jersey, a blue-collar fan base. The quarterback is from Duke. 95% of us would not be allowed on campus for a campus tour, all right? The guy basically doesn't even shrug his shoulder. At least Eli Manning did that to let us know he was still alive. So there's a disconnect with the fans. Tommy DeVito is a good fellow, of course, one of us. And I got to tell you this. My grandma, she made a great pasta fagioli. I'm just going to tell you that. God rest her soul. Tommy DeVito is relatable, Teague. So if you're not sold on Daniel Jones, put Tommy out there, and you never know what you can get from him, and the fans will love him.
I just don't think that Daniel Jones in year six is going to be, he's going to be expendable to the Giants. To the Giant fan, maybe. But in year, this year, which is kind of, I mean, it's another prove it year. I've said this so many times about Daniel Jones. It feels like every situation, whether it's changing coordinator, whether it's returning from an injury, now whether it's, you know, coming off another injury and proving that you're the guy with a big contract under your belt, or at least in your coffers right now. Daniel Jones has continually had to prove it. This is just another year. And you might be right about the people's choice being Tommy DeVito, but I think the Giants' choice is necessarily Daniel Jones. 5 years of playing and now going to his sixth year, he has the experience. He has the ups and downs. He's had some really good positives. The last thing you want to do is just have to go through that all over again, that learning process with Tommy DeVito. Now, maybe he just finally, you know, steps into it and he's amazing. But I don't know that. You can't guarantee that. And I feel like the Giants need wins. And the best quarterback to give you the chance to win is Daniel Jones.
But they being the Giants, had lightning in a bottle last year. You heard it even from John Mara. He was worried about, you know, Saquon. He was our top merch seller.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to sell tickets? You had something there.
That's not what they're worried about.
I'm not
they're worried about winning.
No, you're
you sell tickets by winning.
No, I get that. But my point is that, okay, you lost Saquon, and now obviously Malik Nabers is going to be super popular. You had lightning in a bottle, and you decided to bench him. For whatever reasons, I have my conspiracy theories, but if they thought it was football reasons, Tyrod Taylor was never coming back. So starting Tyrod Taylor at the end of last year made absolutely zero sense. There's no way the Giants could defend that.
Well,
why not try to see what you could get, Teague? You know what I mean? We don't know what Tommy DeVito could be.
Yeah,
he might be great. He might be good. He might be awful. But why can't we see it? And the fans want to see it. Give it to them.
If you were asking me why, because look, last year, despite our view of the Giants and, you know, however many games they were at that point, it was what, 5 wins they had won that when they went back to Tyrod Taylor, whatever the number of wins was.
Yeah, we ended up with 6.
Yeah, the objective was to win football games. We have to find ways to win football games. And last year, as good as Tommy DeVito was in moments, as exciting as he felt, he had, you know, clearly the ability. The number of sacks that he was taking was astronomical. 37 sacks. He only played in 6 games, right? Started 6 games, 3-3, it was his record. 37 sacks. And so I think he got benched, maybe partly because of the stuff off the field and the doing all the appearances and becoming, you know, Tommy Cutlets and the cult of personality
Absolutely.
That was starting to follow him. But I think from a pure football perspective, it was the lack of experience costing them chances to win games because he couldn't get rid of the ball or didn't know how to get rid of the ball or couldn't get himself right to protect himself so that he didn't have to get rid of the ball. Like all those little things that you learn from experience is probably the reason that he got sat down for Tyrod Taylor last year. I don't think it had anything to do really, at least primarily, with him being this cult personality with New York Giant fans.
Okay, so, but why not give him more experience and allow him to learn?
They wanted to win.
I'm saying now, Teague. Now.
So here's the problem with right now. So whatever hangover you had from last season and whatever thoughts you had about your players, the Giants went into this offseason saying, we need a viable backup quarterback. Now, they wanted to resign Tyrod, but he got priced out, right? The Jets paid him more than I think the Giants were willing to go. And so they, I don't want to say they got stuck with Drew Lock, but let's call it for what it is. They kind of got stuck with Drew Lock and this other next tier. And the challenge to signing Drew Lock when Daniel Jones is your starting quarterback, especially after Drew Lock played a little bit, was then you got to pay him. So now they didn't overpay him, but they guaranteed him basically $5 million.
Mm.
Basically $5 million. It's like 4.95 or whatever the heck it is. So he's guaranteed his salary. So the last thing you can do is afford to cut him. So it's I don't want to – if Tommy DeVito legitimately – and let's put money aside, put experience aside – legitimately is better than Drew Lock,
mm-hmm.
then the Giants have a very hard decision to make.
But they made this, though. Why couldn't DeVito be the backup going into the season?
Because they didn't trust that he was going to be that best of class backup. They didn't trust it. And they needed someone they could trust because of Daniel Jones' injury history. You know what I mean? So they needed someone who, if Daniel Jones gets hurt in week four, can play the remaining 13 games as a veteran NFL quarterback with experience and can learn and be put on the spot mm-hmm. and still be able to exceed. Maybe Tommy can do that. But the Giants weren't in a position to just hope that Tommy DeVito could do that.
See, I disagree. I don't think the Giants want the footsteps and the shadow of DeVito behind Jones. The guy got a standing ovation last night in a preseason
That's because
game.
Love him.
That's my point, though, Teak, is that we
but
know
that doesn't mean he's going to be a good quarterback.
No, but my point is that the fans don't love Daniel Jones. For whatever reason, they don't love him. So if Jones struggles, they will be screaming and calling for Tommy. So they buried him last year. They brought in Drew Lock, who is whatever. And now they have DeVito at three. They don't want DeVito anywhere near that starting spot. That's at least how I feel. And I think I speak for a lot of the fans. Mm. Get DeVito. Make him the starter. Week one, the starter. The fans want it. It's not like we have Patrick Mahomes. We have Daniel Jones. Tommy DeVito. Everybody loves him. There was lightning in the bottle. There was potential. That game against the Packers.
The fans, everybody loves him.
Yes.
But I know the locker room is fully behind Daniel Jones. Fully.
Do they like Tommy DeVito, the locker room?
I'm sure they do.
I'm sure they do.
Tommy's a cool dude.
He's very cool.
He's
awesome.
Guy's
basically partying in Hoboken. It's like, if I'm the quarterback for the Giants, I love this guy. I just think he's so relatable. He's a great story. And I know that doesn't always equate to winning football games, but there was just something special about DeVito last year. And the idea that they paid Locke all this money, and he was just brutal last night. Neighbors was open all night. He couldn't find him. He had that horrible interception. Look, it's a preseason game. Maybe Locke will be all right. But it's not like the guy's had a stellar career here. DeVito could have been the backup. At very least, going into the year, you could have DeVito as the backup. You could have drafted a young quarterback and have a third quarterback as a youngster or whoever. The fact that they did this, to me, just is another sign that they don't want to have Tommy DeVito mania overtake what they're doing, overtake what Daniel Jones is doing. They want no part of it. And I will champion for it because I love everything about Tommy DeVito, and I just think he deserves a real, real shot and an opportunity.
I think Tommy DeVito reminds you of you. So you feel like it's you playing quarterback.
Listen, Teak.
That's why you like Tommy.
Allow me to dream. In my world, this is in my fantasy. Big Tom, of course, Tommy DeVito's father, his mother. In my world, they met on a warm summer night at DJ's, right? Deep V for Big Tom. The big hoop earrings for his mom. It was the perfect blend of, you know, hair gel, cologne, and lip gloss. That's how I envision them meeting each other. They made Tommy our future quarterback. Yes, I have a little bit of a Tommy DeVito in me, you know what I mean? I sleep with a nightlight. I lived at home till I was 30. So, yeah, that's a part of it. But I think a lot of fans can relate, and it's a relatability, Teak, that I'm talking about. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Elliot's in Jersey. What's up, Elliot?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good. What's up?
So, all right. So, Tommy, I think you're absolutely insane if they make Tommy DeVito the starting quarterback.
Tell me why.
Thank you.
Okay, here's why. And I'm not agreeing with Tiki because he's my favorite Giant of all time. Here's why. And here's my background. I've been coaching football for 19 years, and I played all the way through college.
Oh, nice. So, where do you coach at, Elliot?
Immaculata in Somerville.
Oh, nice.
So, and I'm the defensive coordinator, so just hear me out.
Okay.
When Tommy DeVito won the three games he won last year,
mm-hmm.
the Commanders, Packers, Patriots, they played a watered-down version of their defense. Not that it was complicated, but a watered-down version. They were going to see if he could beat them, and he did. But the offensive scheme was also very, very simple. In the games, the Raiders, the Cowboys, the Jets, the Saints, the Eagles, they said, we're coming after this guy. We're going to make him think back there. We're going to get him off the point of attack. And he was terrible.
Right, and he got sacked 37 times.
Right, and the mere fact that he made his first read, it wasn't there, and he had no idea where to go with the ball, for as soon as that first read was taken away, shows that he is not ready yet to be a starting quarterback.
Elliot, can I ask you this, though? Do the Giants have way better receivers this year? Neighbors alone is obviously way better than anything they've ever had. Hyatt, I think, takes the next step. So DeVito would have better receivers this year. They've upgraded the offensive line. They signed Runyon. They signed the candle from Beauty and the Beast. What's his name? Lumineer. They got a bunch of guys there. They improved their offensive line.
Luminor,
is that his name? Yeah, the candle from Beauty and the Beast. So they've improved their offensive line, Elliot. So you don't think that this Giant team, well, let me ask you this first. Is this a better Giant offense, take the quarterback out of it this season than last?
I would say, yeah, it is.
So why can't Tommy be better under center with this type of team with a better offensive line and better receivers? Can he not?
Because defenses are still complicated. When you play combination coverages, man on one side, zone on the other side, and your quarterback still hesitates on knowing where the first read is pre-snap to the second read post-snap, it doesn't matter how good your receivers are going to be. He can't get him the ball. I mean, that was clear. In the Saints, he won three games in a row, and then all of a sudden in the Saints game and the Eagles game, he looked like a pumpkin. He looked like he was not even the same quarterback, and all the Saints and the Eagles did was they played man on one side, zone on the other side, and he didn't know where to go to the ball.
Yeah, I mean, you're also talking about the Saints had a really good defense, and so did the Eagles. And I think, my argument, too, is that DeVito should have just been able to stay out there, learn, get the experience, take his lumps, figure his way through the NFL. I hear you on stuff like that, but I still think this team is better. Dable, we legitimately now all calling the plays. So I just think give him the opportunity that he wasn't given last year. What am I saying here? Like, most of the Giant fans don't want Daniel Jones anyway. It's not like we're sitting down Josh Allen or Mahomes.
That. I think a lot of Giant fans like Daniel Jones. They just need him to be healthy and consistent. And if he is, then we're not having this conversation at all. Tommy DeVito is fighting for the backup job. We're not even having a conversation. And I don't think, I mean, obviously because he's coming off an injury, Daniel Jones has something to prove. You put that in quotes. But I think that this job is his. And I don't think Dave's or anyone in that Giant organization or in that locker room thinks anything other than that.
888-808-1019 is the number to call. Loogie and Lightning here. Tommy and Tiki for Evan and Tiki here. Jeff is in Randolph. What's up, Jeff?
How you doing?
Good.
Loogie, yeah. is this part of your shtick?
Well, I don't because do shtick. I don't appreciate that accusation.
I am. I love you, but I'm losing my mind listening to this. So I'm going to add to what the previous caller said. Thank you. He's a coach. I'm not. I'm the average Giant fan for the last 40-plus years.
That's good. That's good enough for credentials. You don't have to be a coach.
No. Tiki, thank you. I absolutely agree with everything you've said. Tommy's a nice guy, nice kid.
Which Tommy are you talking about, DeVito or?
No. The first Tommy was you. Now I'm talking about DeVito.
Gotcha.
Nice. It's very nice. Go fight for a backup. Go have a great career. Make money. No. No way should he be starting.
Why not?
Stop the madness.
You don't know that he could be a starter or not, Jeff. We never got to really see this. He won three games.
It's freaking obvious. Are you kidding me? The previous guy who's a coach, said it perfectly. And Tiki has made sense the entire time he's been talking. You're out of your rocker. You're nuts.
You know what it is, Tommy? Did you go down to DJs this morning?
This morning?
Yeah,
I wish I did.
Did you go do like six grails?
No. Oh, I lost. Shout out to DJs. Shout out to Fun Anthony. Shout out to DJs. A top five spot for me. You could sprinkle my ashes at DJs. Just an amazing spot in Belmore. We always do our kickoff the summer. I'm wearing the shirt. Okay. People say I'm crazy for saying that Tommy DeVito should be the starter in week 1 and should be a starter. But then can I, Teak, at the same time say they're crazy for saying he can't be? Well, how could you point to anything and say he can't be?
The only reason that he would be considered is if Daniel Jones isn't healthy. And Daniel Jones looks healthy to me. And Daniel Jones looks actually pretty good in training camp. I know he's not playing in the preseason. Who knows if he'll get any snaps at all. We talked about this last week. But Daniel Jones is – is the incumbent starter, and he's going to be the starter. It has been that way since the beginning of camp, and it's going to stay that way until he's unavailable for whatever reason. That could be at the end of the season when they don't re-sign him or they cut him or they trade him or do whatever after the year. He is going to be their starting quarterback. Tommy DeVito is fighting to prove himself as the backup quarterback. He's got a massive hill in that regard because Drew Lock is guaranteed $5 million. And that's maybe that turns out to be a mistake, but that's just the reality of Tommy DeVito's contractual business situation. And it sucks for him. It really does, because he should have been given a fair shot. I agree with you, to be the backup. I don't think he will.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and Lock certainly looked really bad. I mean, look, it was average. A little bit average. I mean, the bad interception, obviously he missed Malik all night and he looked frustrated. We'll get into a lot of that as we go on here. I want to get Tiki's take on the running backs that played for the Giants. We got a lot to do here today on Evan and Tiki. It's Lugie and Lightning, Tommy and Tiki. We're on till 6:30. Yankee game. If you're just tuning in and you don't know this, the Yankees have been rained out already. They're not playing. Tomorrow, there will be a doubleheader, your traditional doubleheader, starting at 1 o'clock, first pitch 1:05. Craig and Susan will be doing the game. So you got the doubleheader tomorrow with Craig and Susan, and then Sunday also Craig and Susan. But yes, like I said, a lot to get to here. We'll take your calls on the Giants at 888-808-1019. We will get into the Mets. Has Positive Tommy not been undefeated? Forget his whole career. This week, Positive Tommy has just been absolutely on fire. I told you they'd beat the Cardinals. I told you they'd win the series against the Rockies.
Generational talent.
Thank you, BT. I told you they would heat up, and I told you Alonzo would heat up. So we'll get into them. The Jets, Tiki's got an interesting take on Aaron Rodgers that I have not heard anywhere. We will get into that. A lot to do today here on The Fan. We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay. 2:35 here on The Fan. Keep hearing that promo. I have no idea what the heck that is, but be on the lookout for that coming up in September. Here on Evan and Tiki, today you have Lugie and Lightning, Tommy and Tiki. Going all the way to 6:30. Now, Teek, we have a very special guest here watching the show. Craig, huge Giant fan, and he's here with his son, Jackson. Now, Jackson, Seems like a nice young little kid, but clearly a troll. He's wearing a Saquon Barkley jersey. And we know you hate Saquon. Saquon hates you. And I think he's trying to troll.
Wait, that's a Saquon Barkley jersey?
2-6.
I thought it was Devin Singletary. All right, that's who's 26 for the Giants right now. I know he didn't play last night, so nobody's seen him, but that's Devin Singletary.
John Mara's right? A happy man right now. Another jersey sold there, Saquon Barkley. But you know what, Teek? It's funny because I think Jackson represents... So Sean and I, Marash, and we're thinking about you, buddy. We are 38. We grew up. Tiki was our guy. We love Tiki. We told you that all the time, not just to kiss your ass, but we grew up, not just you, Toom, Shockey, all those guys. We grew up that. But kids Jackson's age loved Saquon Barkley.
Of course.
He was their guy. He was their offense. So I think when Saquon left to Philadelphia, and I think this is partially why you and Jess said you're dead to us, is because there was a big portion of the fan base that grew up, and that was their guy.
Of course.
And he and turned his back on us and left and went to Philly.
And now you have to watch him twice a year. Probably destroy us.
Yeah.
that's not fun.
Well, if he's healthy, yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
All
I don't
the
know.
Best to say.
No,
Quan,
of course. I'm with you on that. I'm
except
just
for against the Giants. That's all you could say.
Absolutely.
But no, you're right about that. Like when you have a guy that feels like it's going to be your guy for the long haul.
I know.
Because when you think about it, players like that, I'm trying to think of any that just left. That just in free agency just left. They were one of the best. I mean, Odell was different. Because he became so much of a pain in the butt.
It was polarizing with him.
To Gettleman that he just kind of like, I'm going to get you out of here.
All sports, we talk about it with Alonzo, and we discussed this week, Teek, about finishing the story here, finishing his career here, and what that means.
But there's not a lot of Giants that were as beloved as Saquon that didn't stay and finish. I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
They're not a bunch of them. I mean, even Brandon Jacobs left. Remember, he went to Oakland. It was Oakland. Went to the Raiders for a year. And then he came back a year later and played two more years with the Giants. So
Shockey left. And,
Shock, but that was different.
But we love Shockey no matter what.
It was different because he became like the outsider, even though he was the guy still.
Yep.
He became the excuse why things were going bad. And he wanted the ball. He was never demanding the football. That's not Shockey.
No, he just wanted to truck somebody and hit somebody. Yeah. And that's why we loved him.
I mean, Shockey probably is the one because he went to the Saints and then he won a Super Bowl with the Saints. But there's not a lot of them.
No. And I think that we talked about this when it happened. We talked about it with Pete Alonso. We talked about it all the time, Teek. There's just, you had an up and down relationship with Giant fans. It was more us just being jerks, which is part of us being fans, though. So I think you get that for sure now, like where we're at and where our mindset is at. But you finishing your career here, you sticking with us, changed the entire perception. We take calls all the time, Teek. We love you. Jet fans, Giant fans, the whole deal. Saquon had a chance to do that. Now, look, he decided to move on. That's all well and good. But your legacy can be built and cemented if you're here. And you just see it, like I said, with young Jackson here wearing the Saquon Barkley jersey. Now, preseason game last night, of course, you had Bob Pop, but you had Banks. Phil Sims on the broadcast, which was great to hear Phil
cool.
doing a Giant
it
game.
It was cool to hear Phil, but it was also because his perspective is just different.
Yeah.
He's been covering quarterbacks in the game for so long. Mm-hmm. It was good to hear him in that light because he almost felt like, where are we going to hear Phil anymore?
Yeah.
Right? And so now that he's out of the NFL today.
And it felt right calling a Giant game.
It absolutely did.
100%. And then late in that game, and I know, Teek, you're a part of this, meaning you'll be on the list, of course. The Giants are doing it's their 100th anniversary, of course, and they're doing a lot of very, very special things for their 100th anniversary, and now we're talking about one of the greatest franchises in the history of the NFL, what the Maras have meant to football, what this team has meant to this city and the NFL is just incredible. They're doing, and they already started this, the top 100 players of all time, and Papa last night was trying to educate some of us on just the history of it. And he had a line that made me laugh. And I love Bob, but he goes, for the younger generation, when we get closer to number one, he goes, for the younger generation that watched Lawrence Taylor and LT being number one, I wanted to be like, Bob, you know what? Younger generation, I remember Lawrence Taylor fighting Bam Bam Bigelow at WrestleMania. I'm 38, I didn't see LT play. Strahan is the guy for me.
Yeah.
But there are people like my grandfather who's no longer with us that watch. There are going to be a lot of those guys probably in the top 10 that a lot of us are not going to have seen played and don't know. But Tiki, the legacy is so rich that we think, oh, well, Strahan and Teek and
you mean
Eli.
The recent legacy is so rich.
Yes,
absolutely.
Throughout the years. But there's going to be names that are probably going to land potentially in the top 10 that everyone basically didn't see play, and they're not going to know. But that doesn't mean those guys weren't great.
Unless you're a historian of the game, you won't know. Like Rosie Brown Emlyn Tennell, who was a phenomenal, one of the best cornerbacks of his era, and he probably, you hate to do the comparisons over eras, but he probably could have played now, type of thing.
Definitely.
And so, like, they'll hear those names, and the younger generation, maybe your age and even younger, will have no idea who you're talking about.
Yep.
They'll have to go back and find grainy footage of seeing some of these guys, but they were legends, and they still are for the older generation of Giant fans. Legendary players who you're just never going to forget.
Absolutely. 888-808-1019. Looking forward to that list coming out. Looking forward to the 100th anniversary and everything. We're going to be a part of some stuff here. We'll announce that in the next couple weeks. So we're very excited. We're very much looking forward to the 100th season. And I think what better way than to kick off the real 100th season of the Giants? What better thing to do than have Tommy DeVito be their starting quarterback? 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Tony in Ridgewood. What's up, Tom?
Hey, here we go.
Yes.
Loogie.
Yeah.
Loogie, as Dickie's analysis of you living vicariously through Tommy Cutlets.
Perhaps.
His support of Danny Dimes can be equally surmised as an attempt to repair the damage he did to his career by condemnation of his own QB, Eli.
No.
This is indisputable.
Oh, interesting.
Don't get mad at me. Hold on.
I'm not. Go
Tommy,
ahead.
To your point, spot on about not starting DeVito is the $40 million that he's due this season.
You mean Daniel Jones?
Still there?
Did Daniel Jones
still there?
Yeah, where'd he go? The bathroom? The guy is contractually obligated to be here. He's here.
Wait, I got to ask you something.
What up?
Do you recall this conversation with Jay Glazer? It was the weirdest one I ever heard in the back of my limo. He's calling you up and he's asking you, when you're running, what do you see? Do you see the guy, the defender's feet? You see his jersey numbers?
Yeah.
You remember that conversation?
I do. I absolutely remember. Jay's my dude, man.
Nice.
He just wanted to get the inside of how players think,
sure,
in games.
I love that.
And it's funny because I know we haven't got here yet, but since he asked, I'll
agree.
Go there.
Do it, yeah.
So Tommy came into my office this morning, or this, whatever, right before the show.
Loogie, not DeVito.
Yes, yeah. Loogie. Loogie came into my office, and I pulled up the game from last night, and I was not going off in a bad way, going off in a good way on the feet of Eric Gray.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote Dave's this morning. I was like, Dave's, man, these running backs, the trio looked good last night.
They did.
They had, like, they're confident and they're comfortable in space. Like, you see them doing things and making quick, decisive decisions. And so if you were a running back fan, you liked what you saw from the Giants trio of running backs last night. But to what he was just alluding to, Jay would always ask me, like, what are you looking at? You looking at the guy's head? You looking at his belt buckle? Like, what are you looking at? I'm like, no, I'm always looking at his feet. Like, always.
Yeah.
Even though he's not, doesn't see me looking at his feet, I'm always looking at his feet. Because the way that you beat a defender is to get their balance going away from where you want it to go. And on this screen pass, it was Eric Gray's last catch. It was a 13 or 14 yard screen pass.
You showed me this play in your office.
Right. The corner is unblocked. It's got a lead blocker. Lead blocker takes the safety or the linebacker, whoever was there. Eric set this kid up. And it was masterful because it was like he wasn't paying attention to him, but he was.
Yeah, it was like watching Madden.
Yeah,
it was great.
You could see his feet setting the defender up, even though he wasn't looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as he set him up and he knew that all he could do was dive, he picked his feet up. So he jumped basically through the impending tackle and picked up an extra 6 or 7 yards. Like the subtleties of being a good runner are that. And when I see it, I get excited because not a lot of people do it. Most people would say, oh, God, this guy's on block. Let me just run into him, right? Eric set him up. We saw Dante do the same thing.
Yep.
Dante Miller did the same thing.
Yep, Turbo.
Right, Turbo. They just, like, these running backs, we haven't even seen
Singletary. Yeah, Motor.
So I think we could have an exciting running back year. It might not be all, 1,600-yard rushers or 1,200-yard rushers. But I think we're going to see guys with the balls in their hand that can do some exciting things from the backfield.
Absolutely. And we discussed this earlier in the show, and I'm glad. This is Jackson, you should be a producer in WFN. Young Jackson here that's watching the show. Because he brought the Saquon Barkley jersey in, and that ties in exactly what I want to discuss here. And I was talking about it with Tiki earlier. This is our first year as Giant fans seeing a Giant running back room or a Giant backfield without Saquon. Now, through the years, we, of course, had Thunder and Lightning. Of course, right? Dane, Teak, we all know that. Mm-hmm. Earth, Wind, and Fire with Jacobs, Bradshaw, Derek Ward. We now have Devin Singletary, who's nicknamed Motor, And of course, he's a sailor. We know that. Is it built for speed or built for pleasure? You motorboating son of a gun. So there's a ton of shtick there. But we also have Dante Miller. So we have, who's nicknamed Turbo. So we have Motor and Turbo. So let's get ahead of this and let's come up with some fun stuff here, because we could have another opportunity to have a Thunder and Lightning, an Earth, Wind, and Fire. Because when it's only Saquon, you can't really have like fun stuff. I think the Jets are doing this now. Breece Hall, I forgot the backup, but they're the Killer Bees. We need to do Motor and Turbo. We got to come up with something fun and creative for that, because
But that's just Dante Miller and Devin Singletary.
Yeah, well,
don't forget Eric Gray, who had a. Well,
what are their nicknames?
I don't know.
They got to come up with some speed nicknames.
We got to find out.
We need like an Avengers type thing where everybody has cool nicknames.
You know I met Tyrone. I'll text him and say, "What's your nickname?"
Text him and say if he doesn't have one, that Loogie said you got to come up with something here. Turbo, Motor. We're going for a speed type of thing here. So please get back to me as soon as you can.
Play the motorboat.
Yeah, exactly. I want to say the lines in that scene, but I can't. But Claire's mom made me feel her you-know-whats. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Manny in Westchester. What's up, Manny?
Tommy.
Yeah. Yes. What?
Everybody's saying I'm your number one fan.
There's a butt coming. Yeah, let's get to the butt. I know. Generational talent. I'm the future of the station. Yeah. I can pump myself up. What do you want to say?
Exactly.
Yes.
I want to say that your take about Tommy Cutlet starting over Daniel Jones has been the most egregious thing I've heard on WSN.
Tommy, you're breaking up. Just give it a second. I'll give you my take on Alonzo and Judge. I don't understand where this is coming from. We never really got to see DeVito develop last year. DeVito develop. He won.
Talk about a nickname, guy.
I know. I almost stumbled through that one. DeVito develop. Won the three games. Now, like I said, better offensive line, the receivers, neighbors. I just want to see this guy get an opportunity, a real opportunity to shine. That's all. Yeah. And I just think when you have Daniel Jones as your starter, and this is nothing against Daniel Jones, but at some point it's like they're clearly ready to move on, the Giants. They are. We saw it in Hard Knocks.
I don't know. I think they'll see. They want to see. They're clearly ready to see what happens, I think, is the best way to put it. You talked about Tommy DeVito.
Mm-hmm.
He has a nickname too. So you got Motor, you got
Turbo,
you got Danny Dimes.
Yep.
Who
Tommy
else?
Cutlets, we Cutlets, have Sexy Dexy.
I mean, this is like a nickname.
Oh, Spider-Man,
team.
Which is Spider-Man. The best Avenger, Spider-Man, Brian Burns, of course.
Does Kayvon have one?
Kayvon, I would just go like KT with him. Neighbors, obviously, besides me, a generational talent. I would say that.
Yeah, but I wonder, these guys, it feels like they're an all nickname.
They got a lot of nicknames going on. They certainly do. 888-808-1019. And we know that. Tommy DeVito, good fellow, one of us, great guy. You're going to love him. I love the DeVito story. I think it just, you know, captured America last year. Now that we're staying on Tommy DeVito, we remember that Monday night. The winds were gusting. Tiki, you were at the game, right?
Yep.
That Monday night
yep.
game against the Packers. DeVito drives them down the field, the whole deal, the Tommy Cutlets game.
I don't shine shoes anymore.
Exactly. You've been away for a while. Maybe you didn't hear about it where you were. He doesn't shine shoes anymore. DeVito was great in that game, and I felt like the DeVitos, everybody, and I know he's changed agencies a little bit here, but the other agent that looked like Junior Soprano from The Sopranos.
Yes, he's with the Lepsalters.
He's with all you guys now, so he's part of the family. So they showed Big Tom, the DeVitos. I'm not joking here. They were shown more than Taylor Swift. They were. they were showing more, being shown more in the game than Taylor freaking Swift, who basically sells out Wembley Stadium, which holds, I don't know, 100,000 people 17 straight days. They canceled a few of her concerts because of, I think, like terrorist threats or something. And there's people having the concert up with themselves, passing out friendship bracelets in the streets. That's how popular she is. And the DeVitos, for a short period of time, were more popular than the most popular person non-political in the world. So I just think that DeVito mania just, you know, took over a nation last year, to be honest. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. James is in North Arlington. What's up, James?
Hi. Thanks for calling on me. Hi, Kiki. How you doing?
Good, man.
So I think we forget, when we go back to Phil Simms, when he first got here, how bad he was. and it's interesting. Having seen him at that giant thing at the Garden, Kiki was there, of course.
Yep.
And having Lawrence talk to him, Lawrence Taylor, talk to Phil and tell him that, listen, Phil, you don't have to throw the ball 90 yards. Just make a couple of completions and don't worry, the defense will take care of you. So I like how that team that became the 86 Giants, they all worked together. It seems like nowadays, unfortunately, and Tiki can talk about better than this because he played in between the 86 team and I guess this and the team that won the last two championships.
Yeah, 7-11.
And it seems like now for some reason, and Tommy's right about DeVito, it seems like, I don't know why the media, the press, in other words, so many people are calling out our struggling coaches, and they're all talking bad about the guy, but he does play pretty well. It seems like the players like him. It's not about Daniel Jones, but it's about a togetherness. And I really liked how LT made it very clear that he told Phil, don't throw the ball 90 yards. We're not going to win that way.
Yeah.
We got to be a team.
Yeah.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, no, you nailed that one. But here's the thing. The era was so different.
Yeah.
So different.
Yeah.
Phil Simms came into the year, his career in 79. He was runner-up to Rookie of the Year. Mm. He was good his rookie season. And then he scuffled a couple of years, and he was injured. And then he finally got back on track. And those years when we talk and we laud how good he was, how great he was, the team would go 14-2. He threw 22 touchdowns and had 20 interceptions,
mm-hmm.
right? It was just, so the measure is 55% completion percentage. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how that would look in today's game.
No, not in a passing league.
Dude, you're not even a starting quarterback.
Nope.
And
no way.
You're not even on a team probably if that's your met. The game has evolved so much from the Phil Simms days that you had to have a balanced team. Like you had to have a great defense, a great run game.
Mm-hmm, which they did.
Right. And
great tight end.
Great tight end. You know, some good playmakers, in the offensive skill position rooms. Otherwise you weren't winning.
Yeah.
Like, think about the Bears.
Yeah.
Is Jim McMahon one of the greatest quarterbacks of all
time? No, but it's the greatest defense of all time.
Exactly.
And of course Sweetness, the greatest running back of all time, and one of them.
Like the formula to winning was so different.
Yeah.
In that era.
Yeah.
Like what LT lived was his reality. It's not the reality anymore, right? You don't have the patience for the quarterback, and you can sometimes win if you have inferior parts of your team, but say a great quarterback wide receiver combination,
mm-hmm.
or a phenomenal defense and not really a great quarterback, even though you don't see that very much anymore either. So it's hard to compare errors, especially quarterbacks.
No, totally. Now, I didn't know this about Tiki, but until I started working with him, and I'm a contacts guy. I wear contacts. Tiki wears glasses. Mm-hmm. So, Tiki, I need you to put your glasses on.
I'm just getting old, dude.
Well, I understand that. You're 50 now. Put your glasses on.
Not yet, man.
We have Professor Tiki here. You got to explain to this caller and to me the new kickoff
rule.
So, Tiki's about classes in session. Professor Tiki is here. He is going to explain to everybody here what the heck is going on with this new kicking rule. All right. Vic is in Danbury. What's up, Vic?
What's up, Vic?
Oh, my God. Thank you. You guys set me up nicely. Hey, listen. First of all, I got to do it. Loogie! Love that drop.
Coming one name. Coming a one-namer.
Tiki, you the man, bro. You the smooth operator. Big Daddy Kane. But anyway, listen. Please explain to us in layman's terms what the heck is going on with this new kicking rule.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. That's
so,
it. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. So, I mean, the kickoff is interesting in today's game because it's essentially a scrimmage play. So they're trying to make it safer, but also more interesting. Because think about all the kickoffs over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
What have people typically done? Oh, bathroom time.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Hey, bro, can you get me another beer?
Yeah, fetch me a brewski.
Fetch me something.
Yep.
No, I don't want that one. Give me the IPA. No, I had too many of those. You know, give me something light, right? Give me a Guinness. It's a light beer, people. I'm telling mm-hmm. you. It's a light beer. But so it became like this, I don't even have to pay attention to it. Gone are the days of Devin Hester, who, congratulations to one of the greatest kick returners of all time.
No doubt.
Just got into the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
The U, obviously. Right? That era is gone, right? And so they wanted to bring excitement back into the game, but also make it safe, which is a contradiction because that play was so dangerous. I did it for a couple of years. I was like, I can't do this. You get hit too hard.
Yeah.
And so...
No, it's a labor of love being on special teams.
100%, especially the kickoff team.
Yeah.
It's just full-speed collision.
Crazy.
Punting is different because you got to slow down. Think about it. As you're corralling a punt returner, you kind of slow down into contact because you don't want them to juke you out. And the returner is kind of just waiting like, all right, where can I find a seam? And it's a collision, but it's kind of a low-speed collision.
Mm-hmm.
The kickoff is just, let's fly in bullets. Let's see where they intersect. And it got dangerous. So they changed this kickoff rule to make that contact slower. So
yeah,
the kickoff team and the receiving team, they're 5 yards apart. They can't move until the kick is caught or touches inside the 20, between the 20 and the goal line. If it lands outside of the 20, the ball is dead. It's placed on the 40-yard line. If it hits on the inside the 20 and rolls into the end zone, the ball is placed on the 20. If it hits in the end zone and rolls out of the back of the end zone or just kicked through the end zone, the ball is placed on the 30. It's designed to create more excitement, even though we haven't quite seen it yet.
Yeah.
But I think we'll see it once we get to the regular season. Wrong. Like, you don't want to show these are the plays, I put that in quotes, plays we're going to run on kickoffs in the preseason.
All right.
We'll see it become more like a scrimmage play once the regular season starts, I think.
Thank you, Professor Tiki. All right, Positive Tommy here. We have breaking Giants news right now. This is from Ian Rappaport. Drew Lock is dealing with a bad bone contusion and strained oblique from last night's preseason game, sources say.
Wow.
He's expected to miss some time, but no surgery is required. Dable said the Giants could potentially add another quarterback with Lock sidelined a bit. So DeVito, to me, is now the backup. He needs to be the starter in week one. The door is opened up for DeVito to be the starter.
Did they give any details on the injury?
We are looking. I have my crack committee here.
Not that I've seen. I haven't seen. That's all I've seen.
It was an ankle bruise, something around his ankle, and a rib, right?
Yeah. He was holding his side. He was holding his side. For sure.
So this is why Josh Azudu needs to be a guard.
Yeah.
Not a tackle.
I 100%.
No reason to get another QB, though. I mean, Tommy DeVito's right.
I could be the third string quarterback, whoever. Just
let's go.
Matter. You got DeVito. To me, this is the universal aligning, and I don't want to see anybody get injured. And we got to take a break here, but we will get into more of this Lock situation, DeVito Jones, the quarterback situation. But it sounds like we'll get more information in the break. Drew Lock is going to miss some time.
Yeah.
So Daniel Jones, right now your depth chart is DJ DeVito. Now my depth chart is DeVito DJ.
That. What? You're good with that.
I'm good with what?
DJ and DeVito.
No, I want DeVito and DJ, but I think the
that's
Giants...
That's not happening. Just be okay with DJ and DeVito.
I won't be okay till Tommy DeVito's starting in week one. 888-808-1019. We'll get more into the Giants here in the next hour. Positive Tommy has had a great couple months, but I had an amazing week. I will, of course, brag
future
about
the
that.
Future of the station.
Yeah, thank you, Sal. You know that, and everyone else knows that. So we'll get into that. We get into the Yankees. This is the Craig and Susan weekend. Tonight's game was rained out. Doubleheader tomorrow. So Craig and Susan, two games tomorrow and Sunday. A lot to get into with the Yankees. Cinco to 5-0 coming your way at 5 o'clock. And Tiki has an opinion on Aaron Rodgers, or a thought, I would say, that I have not heard anywhere. So we will get into that today as well. We're on till 6:30. And then the Lugauer, of course, at 6:30. So I will throw to myself at 6:30. 888-808-1019 is the number to call.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.